Well, good morning, everybody, and Merry Christmas. It's exciting to be in the house of the Lord this morning, amen? You know, through the marvels of modern technology, Pastor Zach sent me a message to read to you all this morning. You know, that wasn't possible when this church was built back in 1797, but here we are. He's down there in Delaware, and he said, hey, could you read this morning to the congregation? So, yes, I will gladly do that for you, Pastor. He says, good morning, y'all. Now, you know that's not me right there. Good morning, y'all. Beck and I want to express our deepest thanks to everyone for allowing us some time to get away and be with family at Christmas. While being here is wonderful, know that we'll miss each and every one of you and are praying for you this day. You're in capable hands with Pastor Saunders. And I thank him as well for being such a good friend and a brother in Christ to fill in for me. Hug each other today. Tell everyone how much you love them today. Merry Christmas. We'll see you next week, PZ, for the whole Furches crew. So imagine he was standing here saying that through me. You know, it's just been an amazing week and time where we've come together as a body of brothers and sisters in Christ. Amen. And we rejoice that this world is not our home and we're just passing through. And we're so grateful that Jesus loved us so much that he sent his son to die so that we could have victory through his shed blood on a cross. Salvation, hope. Let's just bow your heads for a moment here this morning and thank God for the hope, for his son, for the love, for each other. Dearly Father, we come before you this morning, Lord God, collectively as a body of believers, thankfully praising you with grateful hearts. Hearts full of joy. The joy because you loved us so much, you sent your son. Lord God, thank you that your son came not only to be born, but to live that sinless, perfect life and then lay it down willingly on a cross and shed his blood for our sins so that we could have salvation, forgiveness, and be made clean and whole in the precious blood of your son, Jesus. Lord God, thank you for loving us. Thank you for not giving us what we deserve. What a gift that is. Thank you for the gift of eternal life. And Lord God, we rejoice even now with those who've trusted in you and gone on before us, Lord God. Lord, I just pray that you will help us all to focus on a true meaning of Christmas, to share your love, to keep our focus on things that are most important. Lord God, yes, even to hug and love each other and tell those, maybe we don't tell enough that we love them. Lord, we don't tell you enough that we love you. And right now, we are proclaiming our love for you, our undying faith in you. We love you, Lord, and we thank you. Thank you for the gift of Jesus. In your holy name we pray. Amen. Amen. God is good. I'm going to ask everybody to stand, and we're going to get to singing some Christmas carols. Is that all right? Let's sing, "Oh, Come All Ye Faithful." Somebody asked me about that a couple weeks ago. We're going to sing that song. Here we go.
Oh, come all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant, accompany to Bethlehem. Come and behold him, born the King of angels. Oh, come, let us adore him.
Nice and loud. Said, amen. Thank you. You may be seated.
Trent's all wired up over here. Merry Christmas! Wow. You know, last January I started saying, you know, only 11 months to Christmas, and every month, and one day. Christmas Eve. Boy, this is what an exciting time as we celebrate the birth of our Savior. Amen? Well, we're honored to have Pastor Saunders here today and members of his church, Lighthouse Church. They're here visiting with us today as he preaches, and we're thankful Pastor Zach and his family are able to take a little time to have some vacation, spend with their family down in Maryland. But thank you, Pastor Saunders, for being here today. We also have Pastor Aaron Allen, my son-in-law. And Aaron, will you stand up? Because I was going to bring Allie up here. My granddaughter's here today. Will you stand up? I was going to bring her up here, but I think she might be sleeping over there, so don't want to disturb her. But anybody who's a grandparent, you know what I feel, right? I am just bursting with love, I tell you. The three most important women, well, my mother, I guess, is pretty important. But other than that, my wife, my daughter, and my granddaughter. And boy, I'm just bursting. I like it. All right. So, and also we have a treat today, too. I think Josiah, you're singing, right? Josiah Fox is going to be singing, and Ashley, my daughter, is going to be singing later. And just great having two young, well, older young people now, but grew up in this church as little babies, little kids, and coming back and sharing their voices with us today. And so I'm looking forward to that. It's a blessing. So just a couple announcements I'm going to make today. One is a reminder, there is no Sunday school today. Nor next week, and no Bible study on Wednesday night, so or Awana or Word of Life Club, so don't come here on Wednesday, and next week will just be one service, no Sunday school, and we'll go back to the normal schedule on January 3rd for the Wednesday evening program. So with that, we're going to, let's all stand, and we're going to recite Luke 2, 11 through 14, and we're doing that, ushers come forward, so let's recite that together now. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you. You will find the babe wrapped in swaddling cloths, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Luke 2, 11 and 14. Tom, would you lead us in a prayer?
Wow. And everyone said, amen. That was beautiful. Thank you so much. It is amazing, Rick, having been here for 25 years plus. Not all of you have been here, obviously, that long. And to see kids go from little wee to that, and then teens that were teens in youth group and come back with babies. And some of them have more kids than I do. Does that mean I'm getting old? That's the question. I think so, maybe. I'm going to have everybody stand. I'm going to read a portion of Scripture before we continue to praise the Lord in song. And it's found in Luke 1, 31 through 33. We like to read the Christmas story on Christmas morning. I don't know if all of you have that tradition or not. But this is an amazing portion of Scripture right here. And it says in verse 31, "And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David." And I love this verse. "And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end." Folks, no end. Amen. Let me hear you, please. That's exciting. That's a clappable event, Archie. Come on, clap for Jesus, because there's no end to his kingdom. There's our hope. There's no end to the kingdom of Jesus. Whether we're here, if we've believed in him, or there, there's no end. There's no end. Let's praise him in song, and let's sing "Joy to the World." That's something to be joyous about on Christmas.
Joy.
you, Lord, for loving us. Thank you for the joy that's found in you. Lord God, we adore you. We praise you. We worship you with all of our hearts right now, Lord God. Just, we love you. Thank you so much for loving us. Lord, bless this service and use Pastor Saunders as he brings your word, I pray. In Jesus' holy name, amen. Josiah's going to come up and sing a song right before Pastor Saunders come. So when he's done, Pastor Saunders, you can step right up here. And again, we thank you so much for filling in many a time and for joining your congregation with ours and fun at Hammond Acid and all that stuff. So, Josiah.
I'm going to try not to give a sermon before Pastor comes and speaks, but I've had so much on my heart. It really all started with this summer when I started traveling a lot. For those of you that don't know me, I study operatic singing down at Liberty University. This summer I was blessed to travel from, you know, the West Coast, LA, experience all the way over to Shanghai and Korea. And one of the big things that God taught me in my time traveling as I got to enter some of these, you know, grandiose mansions that these people have earned here on earth is just truly experiencing the coldness of them. I got to go in some of the largest skyscrapers the world has seen in Shanghai, and just experiencing the coldness. It was kind of this ongoing theme. As I entered one of the top 10 wealthiest men in America's mansion out there in L.A., it was just, my heart broke for him. He has no relationship with any of his family members. No one wants to talk to him. And yet here's one of the wealthiest men alive, experiencing what life is like without God. And my heart broke for them. The song that I'm singing for you today is very near and dear to my heart. And I know, it's very near and dear, to one of my good friends, Jeff Bohuniak, who passed away. He always loved when I would share stories like this before I would sing because he was always interested in the facts like I was. So facts for me are very important. History to music is so important to me. The song Cantique de Noël, or O Holy Night as it's known to us, has a beautiful and rich history starting in the 1800s. It was written by a man who was not technically a part of the Catholic Church, written for the Catholic Christmas Mass. It was discovered after it became super popular that he was not going to church, even though he had found Christ as he was writing this song. Through his search of the Gospel of Luke, he wrote the poetry for this song. But they still banned it from the church because they said, he's not a part of us. He's not a part of this. And all of the church members said, wait, we're not singing our favorite Christmas song? And they were like, no, no one's allowed to sing it in church anymore. Why this ties into what I said before about the mansions is because something very significant happened with this piece. It became the piece of every single local area get-together and small little house in the villages. O Holy Night quickly became the song that no one actually got to sing in church, but everyone couldn't wait to get home to their little pianos or to their little hideaways with their mandolins and play as a family. So this really is truly one of the thickest content of Christmas songs because it's truly endured the test of time. As we come to American history, in the 1800s, it was one of the first songs sung in America and translated to American English. It then became the first song ever to be performed on the radio. Few people know that the microphone hooked up to the radio was invented actually on Christmas Eve. The man who invented it was a Christ follower, also a renowned violinist. He broke out his violin and for the first time began to sing softly as he played O Holy Night on the violin. And everyone received sound instead of taps for the first time over a radio. So this song has great significant history. It's a beautiful song, and I hope you guys enjoy it. The last thing that I wanted to say, tying it in with the mansions thing, is don't think for one second that because the Lord hasn't gifted you with a literal mansion, that your little home does not have rich significance. The only way that this song has lasted the test of time is because people faithfully sang it in their homes. And so my question to you is, what are you singing in your home this Christmas? Are you willing to sing those things that are toughest? Are you willing to sing those things that are true? Because so often I think we settle, even in America as Christians, to make our Christmas look a lot like what the world's Christmas looks like when it comes to what gifts we give, when it comes to how we live our lives. And one of the things that I'd like to pose to you this Christmas is, what is it that's different about the body of Christ Christmas when it comes to giving gifts than the world's Christmas? Because a lot of times I think we miss out on the greatest gifts we have to offer, and we settle for giving the same gifts the world offers to each other. So my prayer for you this Christmas is that as we grow closer to Christ, we learn to give gifts more like Christ would give and less like what the world would give. Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt his worth. A thrill of hope the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Truly he taught us to love one another. His law is love, and his gospel is peace. Chains shall he break, for the slave is our brother, and in his name all oppression shall cease. Sweet hymns of joy in grateful chorus raise we. Let all within us praise his holy name. When Christ was born.